Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. Welcome to Season 3 of Keswa 101. You know the rules by now. It's simple. Contestants answer 9 questions from my little black book here, and then the 10th question. What would you put into Keswa 101? As ever, I'll do my best to find weaknesses in our contestants' answers and make myself feel better by some gentle mockery. So let's kick things off with episode 1 of season 3.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
Hello everyone, my name is Karine Langridge and I have been the laundry manager at Keswa for nearly 10 years. Myself and my fantastic team are responsible for all laundry and dry cleaning matters at the school. As well as offering a service to the school community, when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, we also offer a service to the general public too.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
I would say the best part of my job is seeing the completed results of the laundry team's hard work. I get a great feeling of satisfaction when I see a multitude of shirts, blazers, school trousers, skirts, bedding, towels, sports kit, choir robes, bridewell attire, and table linen all professionally finished. The worst part, I would say, of my job is probably the heat. It's a hot and humid environment in which to work. However, we do have a great aircon system, which is a blessing. The laundry is definitely the hottest place in the school.
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
I volunteered to do this podcast because I thought it would be good fun. I'm really missing my team, I'm missing my department, and I miss the whole school community. So I thought this would be a great way of staying connected to everybody.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
My favourite word is Eurovision. When I hear the word Eurovision, my face will light up and I get giddy with excitement. Eurovision to me is what Christmas is to others. However, unlike Christmas, it only lasts 1 week. You have the build-up, 2 semi-finals and then the grand final. And then it's over for another year. Last year's final was watched by 182 million viewers and every year it gets even more spectacular. Obviously, I was disappointed this year as it was cancelled along with everything else due to COVID-19. We had a really credible song by a credible artist and I think we would have done really well. I don't think we would have won, but I think we would have made the left-hand side of the scoreboard. So Eurovision is definitely my favourite word and it's on my bucket list to one day attend the final.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
My favourite place? Well, I love to travel and I'm lucky enough to have been to many places and there's still so many countries I wish to visit. But I'd have to say the place I've been to the most, and it never disappoints, is Turkey. I've been many times. I love the people. They are so friendly and helpful. And I've made many friends every time I've visited. I love the food and all the beautiful scenery and historic sites. There's just so much to see and do. Last year, we took 2 of my stepdaughters, and they even learnt some Turkish, much to the delight of the locals. Their favourite phrase was param biti, which translates as, I have no money.
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
I don't really frequent restaurants that often, but there is a place down in Worthing called the Cowshed, and they make the most amazing locally sourced homemade burgers, and I'm rather partial to their naked burger. It comes with caramelised onion on the top, on a bed of fresh salad with chunky chips. Just thinking about it now is making me salivate.
Me too, Corinne. Sounds absolutely delicious. Coincidentally, there's a place called The Cowshed in Herefordshire near to where Mrs. G and I have our house, and we frequent there a lot. And I have to say that their burgers are absolutely to die for. I'm a little bit different to you in that I avoid the naked side of things. I definitely like my buns too much.
Question 7.
What do you wish you had known when you were 18 that you know now?
I think I would tell my 18-year-old self, and this sounds very boring and sensible, but I would definitely say this now, not to spend all the money I had earned on records, clothes, makeup, going out, etc., but instead to save some of it. Still have a bit of fun, but save some of it. Had I not been spending all my hard-earned cash, I could have saved my money and bought a property, which I've only just managed to do in the last year. But when you're 18, you don't think about mortgages. Well, I didn't anyway.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
I'm curious about all the new skills I have so far gained during lockdown. I've been baking, which is something I never normally do, and I've actually enjoyed it. I even bought a piping bag. I made my first ever carrot cake, which went down very well with friends and family. I've been delivering my homemade cakes along with homemade soup in care packages to my parents and other family members who are shielding. I've also been painting by numbers, which is something I haven't done since I was about 12. I've really enjoyed it and I've been pleased with the end result, so I'm curious as to whether I will take my painting skills further. I'm also curious about where my newly purchased second-hand bike will take me. I probably haven't ridden a bike for maybe 20 years or so. So far, it's taken me across the South Downs and also to Knepp Castle. So I'm curious about what I'm going to do with all these new skills.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
If I was an animal, I'd be a bird. And I would probably be a red kite. I often see them soaring over the South Downs near where I live. I've always wanted to fly. The closest I've come is when I did a tandem paraglide last year off Babadag Mountain in Turkey. To see the world with a bird's eye view is amazing. So I definitely would love to be a bird and spread my wings and go where the wind will take me.
Crunch time.
Corinne, the time has come for you to tell us what you would put into Keswa 101.
So, what am I going to put in Keswa Room 101? And I thought long and hard about this. And I definitely, definitely would like potholes to be put in Room 101, please. I have a 40-minute commute to Keswa every morning, and I have had to learn where all the potholes on my route to work are. It's a pothole obstacle course. Some have spray-painted white circles around them, which does help me to dodge them. No sooner have they been filled in, they reappear. It's a vicious circle. One morning, I passed 5 cars lined up at the side of the road after they had all had a wheel broken by one particular wheel-eater of a pothole. That even made the local news. So, I want potholes to be put into Keswa 101, please. Thank you.
What a brilliant thing to put into Keswa 101. Corinne, absolute genius. I've been having a little look online, and actually the internet is absolutely riddled with documentation about potholes. There's conspiracy theories. There's websites dedicated to alternative uses for potholes. There's even, I've discovered, a National Pothole Day. And here's my thinking. Potholes at Keswa are firmly locked away in Keswa 101. But we should mark this. Next January the 15th, National Pothole Day, we should have a big potholeless festival. Corinne, you're a genius. Not only have you rid the world of something that is a bane to us all, you've also created an opportunity for us to have a massive party. But we'll avoid the laundry room. Sounds way too hot. Corinne, thank you so much for giving up some of your time to do this podcast for us. It's been really, really interesting learning a little bit more about you. And I think it's fair to say that you've been our most interesting contestant so far. We've got one more episode for this series, and that will be released on Friday. Very excited about it. I think there will be a lot of mockery going on from me. It's a very good friend of mine. So do check back on Friday for the second episode and final episode of season 3. Bye for now.